Tucson's all-time favorites, 1400 KTUC, and in stereo on the net at 1400KTUC.net. Dionne Warwick, and Do You Know the Way to San Jose? She performed that tune last night on the elimination first-round eliminations of Dancing with the Stars last night on ABC TV. And supermodel Paulina Porizkova, well, seeing her Dancing with the Stars run come to an early end last night. On last night's episode of the ABC reality TV series, she became the first person to be bumped from the competition. Upon learning she'd been cut, she said, quote, she was predictably bummed, but accepted that somebody had to go. And on the studio lines here this morning to talk more about Dancing with the Stars last night, national dance champion Jeannie Tucker. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Well, so, Paulina, first to go.
Yeah, I was sad.
Yeah, she actually had some great scores from the judges, actually. So
I actually had not thought that she would go, except for the fact that she was in a tough position. She was in a sixth position, which is kind of the forgotten zone where the voting, you know, they vote for the low, the high, but they forget that middle range, and so it can be really tough when it comes to the audience vote.
Yeah, she said, my fan base was my family, and there were just not extensive enough to keep her on the show, I guess. So
I think she had a large fan base. I just don't think that they assumed she needed the votes.
Yeah.
I think that people were going for other other celebrities and trying to sway things that way. But Billy Ray, you know, surprise.
Yeah, that was a surprise. The look on his face when he said he was staying was like, huh? What? Me? Really? Oh, okay. All right. Billy Ray Cyrus still in the fight. And speaking of the fight, boxer Leila Ali gave an encore last night. She had the highest score from the judges with 50 out of 60 points for her first two dances. What'd you think?
That was my prediction for this week, that she would take home the highest score. She was amazing. After looking at her dance the first week with the Foxtrot, I've seen that fluid motion and seeing that sexiness and that use of hip. She had to be great in Mambo.
Yeah, absolutely. She's got a lot of talent, and just like her dad, she can float like a butterfly and sting like a bee there. Apollo, what did you think of Apollo's performance?
Apollo is one to watch. Apollo is amazing. That was one of the most beautiful quick steps I remember seeing in all of the history of the show.
Yeah.
It was stunning. It was beautifully in sync. Just fabulous.
Another front runner, Ian, he's looking pretty good, too.
Ian's looking pretty good. I think Ian has to pull something out of his hat, though. He's up there. But there's just a little lackluster there. I want to see his personality come out more.
Now, John Ratzenberger is hanging in there, too. Of course, the Cheers alumni. He's doing okay.
He is. He has a good fan base. You know, he was full of energy. He had good charisma. And it got better as it went along. So that was pretty good.
Yeah. And Lisa Gibbons doing okay. She's holding her own.
Lisa did pretty good.
She did better this time.
She's still shaky on her feet, not very natural, a bit stiff. She had a good time, though. She looks a bit fragile out there. She's got to get more confidence and get a little tough.
I was going to say a little unsure of herself out there. So she needs a little more oomph out there on the floor.
Yep. And speaking of fragile, Shandi, you know, I really thought that either Shandi or Billy Ray Cyrus were going to go. Shandi does not have the natural movement in her, very stiff. You're afraid she's going to break, porcelain doll kind of thing, not centered, doesn't have good extension, walks really, doesn't really dance through it. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be interesting to see what she can pull out this next week, being that she was saved by the voting.
Yeah. Joey Fatone?
Joey's good. Joey's really got great charisma. He's great on stage. I think I want to see what Joey can do. It was fun. It was upbeat. Joey's, I think, going to be very consistent with that. He's going to be real consistent.
Now, who am I leaving out? Clyde Drexler. Right, right.
Clyde has a torn rotator cuff, so I felt a little bad because he couldn't get the posturing up that he needed in the quick step. He has a real problem with his shoulder. One of the things about that routine that I really didn't care for at all was nothing's worse than seeing a wonderful lady in a beautiful gown drug around the floor. They did that floor slide, and for me, it was like, there she is, cleaning the floor, you know?
But he's trying. He's trying.
Well, the height difference was extremely difficult for them. I think that he did a great job. He had fun, which was wonderful to see. He had a smile on his face, and I think that will improve now that his confidence is up.
Well, all the other hopefuls will return to dance either the jive or the tango on next week's Dancing with the Stars, Monday night. And, of course, we'll have you back here on Wednesday morning of next week after the results show on Tuesday night. Now, you've been kind of revamping the website, right? Your website.
Yes. Yeah, I'm doing a makeover. It'll be up in a little bit, and there will be more dance tips and more information on the web, and that's at jeannietucker.com. But check back in about a week, and things will be all changed up, and a lot of information for people to gather.
So check her out online at jeannietucker.com, and we'll have you back here next Wednesday morning as well.
Sounds good, Jim.
Thank you.
See ya.